It started as an organization called the Soil Improvement Association, which later took the name Farm Bureau, but the organization remained the same. And what happened back then, in the late 1800s, early 1900s, agriculture was actually coming off some very good times. The problem was we were starting to deplete our soils. We were taking every nutrient out of that soil to raise the crop. And the farmers in this area, as well as what's more interesting, the business people, the bankers, the newspaper people, the clergy, some of those people saw the need to bring that education out to the farmers and educate them about practices to better improve their crop production. And that's how the whole beginning began. It was really the community, along with the farmers, that created this organization.
And how has that evolved over the years?
So what they did back then was bring the education to the farmers. And at that time, there was different events, maybe once, twice, three times a year held. One was held out at NIU, Northern Illinois University, or at that time, I think, at Northern Illinois Teachers College. And basically, it was a farmers institute where they brought the professors from the University of Illinois out. Well, the desire was to have one of those professors or one of those experts here full-time. And that's what it started out. They hired an individual on a full-time basis that went out to visit the farmers and share information and share education with those farmers. And really, the organization has evolved, but we still have that need to provide education and information to the farmers. But we've also taken a different path, and that is we also share the information we need to with the consumers so they understand the industry. Because today, really, less than 2% are actually on the farms. So the 98% really needs to understand what the practice of agriculture is all about, what farming's all about, and our programming is centered around that.
And what kind of things do you do?
We have a very strong ag literacy program. It's an Ag in the Classroom program where we reach out to the various K through 4 and K through 5 grades in DeKalb County. And we have programs usually in the winter months where the farmers actually go out to the classrooms and talk to them about the field of agriculture and, you know, animal practices and crop production and things like that, where their food comes from. We also, in that program, have adult literacy, where we reach out to the teachers and share with them the industry of agriculture. We're also getting very active on our website, DeKalbFarmBureau.org, where we're going to be providing some of that information for the consumer and the education side. So that's the ag literacy side. On the information side, we have our own publication. We are a membership organization, and we share that information through our publication with our members. In addition to that, the other information sharing and educational side really becomes a part in the legislative process, because we all realize that our state legislators and our national legislators need factual information before passing different regulations and different laws. And our organization locally, as well as the state and national associations of Farm Bureau, are highly involved in that part of the business.
So it's not just information, it's also being an advocate.
Very much. You know, people will ask me from time to time, what's this thing they call Farm Bureau? And the simplest answer that I can come up with is Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture here in DeKalb County. We have 6,500 family members here in DeKalb County, but in the state of Illinois, there's over 400,000 members. And in the nation, there's about 6.2 million members. And we're the voice for agriculture locally, statewide, and nationally.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you.